This is WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Two professors based in Cambridge are now Nobel Prize winners. Harvard's Oliver Hart and MIT's Bengt Holmstrom were named today as the recipients of this year's Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Sciences. They're being honored for their work in what's called contract theory. Holmstrom of MIT said today the award gives him one other thing in common with Paul Samuelson, the first American to win a Nobel in economics.
Yes. he was my neighbor until his death, meaning he was almost next door to me.
And so
I wish he would be alive to see this happen.
That's right, and he's a Nobel Prize winner, as are you now. Well, congratulations, and it strikes me that when we hear about your Nobel for contributions to contract theory, that this is almost one of the areas of expertise that a layperson, such as most of us listening, can almost understand. But I wonder if you could describe what contract theory is in brief, and I'm sorry to ask you in brief, you're a Nobel Prize winner, but if it concerns contracts that would apply, say, to Apple as well as a local plumber.
It really is about incentive contracting on the whole. That is how contracts motivate or affect people's behavior. Say, you know, you may have a commission as a salesperson. Is that a good incentive scheme or not? And how does it affect the behavior of the salesperson?
This sounds so understandable. How does it get to the level? Where does it get to the level that you would win a Nobel Prize for this? I mean, what is the international import of this? What do you believe that the main contribution is?
Well, I mean, these are simple examples, but my work, in fact, has been a lot about emphasizing the complexity of cases where you are working in a richer environment. And so you get, suddenly you realize incentives are not just about paying people, it's also about job design. So that's one dimension where you can see it. Is there are other instruments with which I can influence your behavior. So it actually explains things like bureaucracy. So I realize I can't give you very strong incentives because then you are going to do the wrong things. So the best incentive in that sense is no incentive, financial incentive. But then in order to curtail other behavior, I may, you know, curtail your behavior in terms of job design and narrow your task or put rules and bureaucratic things in place. A lot of people think that that firms should provide stronger incentives, and my type of theory may suggest that actually the firms are really part of the reason firms exist, actually have to do with the ability to control these people and actually incentivize them without market-like strong financial incentives.
That is Bengt Holmstrom, who's one of two recipients of this year's Nobel Prize in Economics. He shares the award with Harvard professor Oliver Hart.